The appearance of the demon Vritrasur, text 48. Kim durapam mai prite tathapi vipudarshapaha maye kantamatirnanyan matto vanchati tattvavet. Kim Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. O best of the intelligent demigods, although it is true that nothing is difficult for one to obtain when I am pleased with him, a pure devotee whose mind is exclusively fixed upon me does not ask me for anything but the opportunity to engage in devotional service. Purport. When the demigods finished offering their prayers, they anxiously waited for their enemy Vritrasura to be killed. This means that the demigods are not pure devotees. Although without difficulty one can get anything he desires if the Lord is pleased, the demigods aspire for material profit by pleasing the Lord. The Lord wanted the demigods to pray for unalloyed devotional service, but instead they prayed for an opportunity to kill their enemy. This is the difference between a pure devotee and a devotee on the material platform. Indirectly, the Lord regretted that the demigods did not ask for pure devotional service. Hare Krishna. In this translation and purport, Srila Prabhupada brings out the deep feelings of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, emphasizing his existence as the Supreme Person. By definition, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is Anandmayo Bhyasat, full of bliss, ecstasy. And his parts and parcels, the living entity, are also full of bliss and ecstasy. Within that Anandmayo Bhyasat, the ecstasy of the Lord, there are varieties of emotions. And one such interesting emotion is brought out in this verse, especially in the last line of the translation. Srila Prabhupada says, indirectly, the Lord regretted that the demigods did not ask for pure devotional service. So the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, Lord Narayan, came to fulfill the desires of the demigods, hearing the beautiful prayers. Yesterday, His Holiness Kadam Kanand Maharaj was explaining that these demigods are very learned personalities who have such deep faith in the Lord, deep understanding of the Supreme Lord, and thus they offer such heartfelt prayers that the Lord is eager to come and reciprocate with them personally, directly. And when the Lord appears, at the end of the prayers, the demigods ask for some material benefit. In this case, destruction of the demon Vritrasura. And the Lord is so pleased with the prayers of the demigods that he is eager to bestow the best benediction on them. And then he finds that the demigods ask for cheap material benedictions. And thus, in his transcendental state, he feels regret at the state of the demigods who are devotees still attached to the material platform. Actually, today we were supposed to start the series of lectures on the divine pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gaur Leela. Some senior devotees were supposed to give class. But it's like the pastime of Keshav Kashmiri. When he came to Navadvip, he was a Digvijay Pandit who had conquered all the four directions. And just by hearing that there are some scholars in Navadvip, he said, okay, maybe this is the last place which I will conquer, and then I will be the conqueror of the entire world as far as knowledge, erudition is concerned. So when the scholars at Navadvip heard that the great Digvijay Keshav Kashmiri is coming, they became scared. And they thought that if they lose in the debate with Keshav Kashmiri, then that will be a very bad reputation for Navadvip, which was understood to be the crest jewel of all the places for learning at that time. So they thought that there is a new Pandit amongst us, Nimai Pandit. And he's just a young boy, 14 years old. So we'll pitch him in front of Keshav Kashmiri. If he loses, then there's nothing to be lost because he's just a young boy. And if he wins, then the name of Navadvip will be kept intact. So they pitched young Nimai in front of Keshav Kashmiri. Of course, I'm not comparing myself to young Nimai, who is being pitched here for Bhagavatam class, but I'm comparing the sense of humor that the great pandits of Navadvip had to pitch a young boy in front of such a big scholar. In his initial talks on Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita that Srila Prabhupada gave before the incorporation of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, ISKCON, in 1967, Srila Prabhupada defined what is Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chaitanya, Srila Prabhupada says, means living force. Charita means character. And Amrita means immortality. Srila Prabhupada explains that a table cannot move because there is no living force within the table to move it on its own. Therefore, movement and activity are symptoms and signs of a living force. So, we find that there is living force within this material world. However, the activities of this living force within the material world are not Amrita. They are not immortal activities of the living entity. They are diseased activities of the living entity in this material condition. Therefore, to teach the immortal activities of the living entity or the character of the living force in immortality, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in this world. And his pastimes are explained by Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in Sri Chaitanya Charita Amrita. Chaitanya Charita Amrita. The nectarian activities or the activities in immortality, the character of the living entity in immortality. Who is this living force? This living force is not one of the living entities. But this living force is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna Himself. Srila Prabhupada explains in that lecture that sometimes the teacher, to teach the child ABC, writes A, B, C on the blackboard. But it is not that the teacher is learning. The teacher is writing ABC just to teach the student. Similarly, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is already perfectly situated in immortality. In fact, he is the source of all immortality. He is the fountainhead of all liberties. But still, he takes the position of a devotee just to teach the living entity how to practice devotional service within the material world and achieve perfection. Therefore, if we just meditate on Krishna's pastimes, then one will get purification. We will get purification. But if we meditate on Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes of his meditation on Krishna, then we will also get the sentiment of the practitioner along with perfection. Just by meditating on Krishna's pastimes, yes, one may get purification. But on meditating on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, of his meditation on Krishna, the sentiment of a practitioner can be beautifully learned in the life of a devotee. And what is the sentiment of a practitioner? This sentiment is the sentiment of separation from Krishna. Throughout his life, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he exhibited these pastimes of how he does not have Krishna. And even at times when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu achieved Krishna, he exhibited in such a way that I just had Krishna, but now I no longer have him. Therefore, in a mood of separation, he kept continuing to worship the Lord, to pray for the Lord. And that is the deeper sentiment of a devotee's inner life. Therefore, Govind Prabhu many times mentions that if one does not have a deep inner life, then one will become a slave of one's surroundings. It's very interesting. If we do not have a deep inner life, then we shall become slaves of our surroundings. Or as someone said, if you don't stand up for something, then you will fall for everything. That means Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to show that a devotee must develop an inner life of a loving mood of separation from Krishna. We find, therefore, that rather than meditating on Rasa Leela, which can be confusing for a conditioned living entity, because one may think that Krishna is an ordinary boy dancing with some ordinary girls, which is not the fact. Krishna is the transcendental personality of Godhead who is dancing with his own energies. If one meditates on Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan pastimes, it is explained that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes of Sankirtan in the courtyard of Srivast Thakur are non-different than the Rasa Leela in the Rasa Sthali in Vrindavan. Srivast Thakur's Angan is the Rasa Sthali, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan pastimes with his intimate devotees is Rasa Leela. The same experience. In fact, it is explained that just like the Rasa Leela took place for one night of Brahma, similarly, each night when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would perform pastimes of dancing and Sankirtan in the house of Srivast Thakur, it would last for one night of Brahma. That was the experience of the devotees. So one time, one austere brahmachari, celibate, was eager to enter these pastimes, to hear and see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dancing. Now to directly approach Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would be a little difficult, because he is the Supreme Lord. However, it's a known fact that the devotees of the Lord are more merciful than the Lord. So this brahmachari, this celibate, austere personality, approached Srivast Thakur and requested him that just for once, allow me to see the beautiful past dancing of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Srivast Thakur thought that he is such a sinless fellow, so pure, so austere. He just drinks milk for his sustenance and nothing else. So he took him inside his house, kept him inside a closet. And then evening came, night came, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started dancing and all the devotees started dancing around him. It was a very great festival. And in the middle, when they were just about to reach the crescendo of this experience of Sankirtan in the association of devotees, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stopped the kirtan. And he said, today, Srivas, I am not experiencing ecstasy. Is there somebody over here who does not deserve to be here? All the devotees froze. And Srivast Thakur, he became even more in anxiety because he knew the secret. And immediately he spoke up, he said, my Lord, there are no sinful people here. There are no personalities who are sinful within this environment. Again, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inquired. And at this time, this milk-drinking brahmachari was brought out from the closet. And immediately, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chastised him. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, do you think that you can achieve the mercy of the Lord simply by drinking milk? Do you think you can enter the pastimes of the Lord just by on the strength of your austerities? It is impossible. And in this way, by chastising this devote, this personality, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu banished him from the house of Srivas Thakur. Now something very interesting happens. This personality, this austere milk-drinking brahmachari, when he is walking outside the house, in his heart, he is feeling ecstasy. Externally, he has been chastised. Externally, his ego has been crushed. Not in private, but in public. In fact, there are many associates over there who are not brahmanas, but still they are allowed to participate in the dancing of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the Sankirtan festival. But this elevated brahmana has been insulted in the midst of so many people. So externally he has all reasons to be miserable. But within his heart, he is experiencing bliss, joy. Why? Because he is feeling gratitude that I am so fortunate that I got to see even a few moments of dancing of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and that is enough to fulfill my life forever. And because he was internally feeling such joy, in spite of such criticisms, such insults externally, such chastisements, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recognized his internal mood and immediately called him back. He said, you deserve to participate in these pastimes because you have recognized the internal mood of a devotee. So externally, one may be very austere, or externally, like Pundarik Vidyanidhi, one may be in full opulences. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is looking for this internal mood of a devotee, of gratitude, of love, of affection, of surrender to the Supreme Lord. We find that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu expects this from each of his devotees. In the perfected associates of the Lord, Srila Rupa Goswami, we see that in his devotional service, externally he is behaving as a very austere Goswami, Srila Rupa Goswami, eating frugally, chanting lakhs of holy names a day, paying thousands of obeisances, going to different parts in Braja, preaching to so many people, creating temples. So externally, he is doing so many activities. But internally, he is doing his bhajan as Sri Rupa Manjari, as the servant of Srimati Radharani. What is the proof of this? We find in one pastime that Srila Rupa Goswami was one time sitting and meditating. And in his meditation, he was seeing that Krishna was one time walking with Srimati Radharani, and they came to a place where there were some very beautiful flowers. So Srimati Radharani requested Krishna to pluck some of the flowers. So Krishna said, if you like these flowers, then you take them yourself. But she couldn't reach those flowers. So Krishna lifted her, and she held on to the branch to pick the flower, and Krishna left her. And she was hanging to the branch, praying, crying for Krishna. And seeing this, in his meditation, Rupa Goswami started laughing. Just see the condition of my divine mistress. Now because he was laughing externally, one Vaishnav who was passing outside of his hut, of his bhajan kutir, he took offense. The reason was because this Vaishnav was lame and he would walk in a little awkward way. So he was thinking that Rupa Goswami, seeing me lame, walking in an awkward way, is now laughing at me, and therefore this Vaishnav went away. Hurt. And immediately Rupa Goswami's meditation in the pastimes was disturbed. Now it is very interesting that Rupa Goswami is performing his internal bhajan, is externally such a great elevated devotee that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has bestowed his causeless mercy to him and empowered him to be the emissary of Lord Chaitanya's mercy in this material world. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam, he knows the mind of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But still in this condition, Srila Rupa Goswami had to go and approach his guru, Srila Sanatana Goswami, and ask him, Why is my meditation on the Lord broken? Why am I not able to now again enter into the pastimes of the Lord? And then Sanatana Goswami explains what should be the character of a living force in immortality. The charita, the behavior, that one should be very humble. Even if unintentionally one has made an offense to another Vaishnava, then one should somehow seek out that Vaishnava and beg forgiveness from that devotee. Just see the internal mood of Rupa Goswami. He could have justified, he could have... Actually, the fact was he was not laughing on that Vaishnava. The fact was he was in Samadhi. And this is exactly the case that we see in the Srimad Bhagavatam between the past, in the fourth canto, between Daksha and Lord Shiva. Daksha enters the arena and just two personalities are there who don't stand up. Brahmaji and Lord Shiva. Except for that, everybody stands up because Daksha's effulgence is so powerful that all the demigods' effulgence is reduced. Now, Brahmaji does not get up because he is the father of Daksha. He need not get up. And Lord Shiva does not get up because Srila Prabhupada explains that Lord Shiva is meditating on the super soul within the heart. And he is constantly paying obeisances to the super soul within the heart. And when we pay obeisances to anyone, it is actually paying obeisances to the Lord in that person's heart. And when we pay obeisances to a devotee, we pay obeisances to that devotee because that devotee has taken shelter of the Lord within the heart. So in that sense, Lord Shiva was not wrong in not getting up because he was already paying obeisances to the Lord within the heart of Daksha. And similarly, Srila Rupa Goswami here was not wrong because he was in meditation of the pastimes and he was smiling in that meditation. Still, Sanatana Goswami requested him that you create a big festival, throw a party, call all the Vaishnavas from Vrindavan, feed them prasadam, and that Vaishnava who you have unintentionally offended will not come for this festival. And when you understand who has not come, immediately go and pay obeisances to that devotee. And that devotee definitely would not be as advanced as Srila Rupa Goswami. But still, this is the mood of a devotee, that I am not great. I am simply a servant meant to please other devotees. Yesterday was the divine disappearance of Srila Madhavendra Puri. And it is so interesting again that Srimad Bhagavatam describes the essence of bhakti. And in all the pastimes in Srimad Bhagavatam we find, most of the pastimes, that when the devotees, the pure devotees pray to the Lord, in their prayers, they pray that, my dear Lord, please give me the association of devotees. Dhruva Maharaj, at the end of his prayers, he prays to the Lord, Bhuya Dananta Mahatam, Amalashayanam, please give me the association of those devotees who have no material desires. And they are like waves in the river of bhakti. Bhakti is like a river, but these devotees heighten the river by creating waves in them. And therefore, give me the association of these devotees who are constantly hearing and chanting your glories. Prahlad Maharaj is praying to Lord Narasimhadev, my dear Lord, now that I am seeing you, I don't want to become proud. I know that I am seeing you only by the mercy of that great devotee, Narad Muni. And therefore, I only request to have his association and the dust of his lotus feet on my head eternally. So in so many of these pastimes, we find that the devotees are praying, please give me the association of devotees. But we do not see in the Srimad Bhagavatam much description of association of devotees. We find the Srimad Bhagavatam is a description of a discussion between Guru and disciple. Shukadeva Goswami and Parikshit Maharaj, Suta Goswami and the Shaunakadi Rishis, Maharaj Nimi is hearing from the Navyogendras, Dhruva Maharaj is hearing from Narad Muni, Prahlad Maharaj is hearing from Narad Muni when he was in the womb of his mother. So Vidura is hearing from Maitreya. Rahuguna is hearing from Jadabharat. So many pastimes are there in the Bhagavatam, but it's most of them are descriptions of instructions given by Guru to disciple. But what happens when devotees come together in the association of each other? What do they do? That description is given in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. That's how we find that when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has gone along with his devotees for a yatra, immediately he starts talking about Srila Ishwarpuri and Madhavendra Puri, their guru. So when devotees come together, they talk about senior devotees, pastimes of Prabhupada, pastimes of Krishna, and take inspiration from how the Lord is reciprocating with these devotees, and how these devotees are reciprocating with the Lord, and how we, by becoming the servant of such great souls, can also enter into the pastimes of the Lord. Because Srila Prabhupada says that ISKCON is one of the branches of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's tree. That means ISKCON is an extended Chaitanya Leela. And we are given the opportunity to enter. But then the qualification to enter these pastimes, that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu shows in his own divine Leela. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he is describing Madhavendra Puri's pastimes, how he found the deity of Gopal, because Gopal personally came in his dream, and then he created huge festivals for Gopal, Gopal's deity. He established beautiful deity worship, Govardhan festival, so many wonderful pastimes. And then one day Gopal came again in his dream and told Srila Madhavendra Puri that you should go to Jagannath Puri and get Chandan for me, because I'm feeling so hot that I was in the ground for so many years. You have excavated me out of the ground, but I'm still feeling hot. So please bring Chandan and then put it all over my body. That'll cool me and I'll feel very happy, satisfied and pacified. Immediately, Madhavendra Puri left from Vrindavan to go hundreds and thousands of kilometers walking to Jagannath Puri. And it was not just a flight or a train ride or even a bullock cart ride, which was very peaceful. At that time, India was under different rulers. So there were tolls to be paid when they would pass each of these rulers' kingdoms. So Madhavendra Puri, it is not that he sent some of his servants and he just dedicated the job, you know. Okay. Somebody else can do that, because I am the leader over here in Vrindavan. Without me, what will happen? No, as soon as he got the instruction of the Lord that you should do it, immediately he left. The Chaitanya Charitamrita explains, Sange kavata nahi gati dana dite tathapi utsaha bada chandana lana yaite. Madhavendra Puri in his pocket had not a single penny. Sange eka vata nahi. Eka vata, he didn't have a single coin. Eka vata nahi. To pay all these tax collectors at the different toll booths. So naturally, one would become morose, or one would feel, I'm incompetent to do this service. And one would not have sufficient enthusiasm. But the next line explains, tathapi utsaha bada chandana lana yaite. Tathapi, still utsahan bada, with great enthusiasm he left to undertake this very difficult journey to bring huge amounts of chandan for Gopal. Now, how could he do such a thing? To take up such a difficult task, walk thousands of kilometers one way, another thousands of kilometers the other way, that too with kilos and kilos and kilos of chandan, with no money in his pocket, not knowing which direction to go, where to go, how to go. Why did he take up this task? That is explained by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the next verse when he is describing this pastime. Pragada premera ye swabhava achar nija dukha viknadira na kare vichar. This is a very, very wonderful verse. It's a heart-touching verse. It says, Pragada premera ye swabhava achar. This is the quality of intense love of God. Pragada premera ye. When love of God becomes intensified, then what happens to such a devotee? Swabhava achar. Swabhava is one's characteristics, one's character, and achar is one's behavior externally. Nija dukha vikna dira na kare vichar. Such a person who has developed intense love of God does not think of one's own discomforts or difficulties. And because Madhavendra Puri had such intense love of God, pragada premera yei, therefore he took up this difficult task. What was his swabhav? Great enthusiasm, great determination, ready to do whatever pleases the Lord. And achar, externally, he exhibited by going all the way towards Jagannath Puri. Now one may ask, why did Gopal, the deity, give these instructions to Madhavendra Puri, which are so difficult to follow? He had to go through so many difficulties and troubles. Or to just extend it to the general society of devotees, why does it seem that the Lord puts his devotees in trouble sometimes? That Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu answers in the next verse. He says, Taragada premelo, ye taragada prema loka dekhaite, Gopal tare agya dila chandana anite. Here it is explained why Gopal told Madhavendra Puri to get this chandan. Ye taragada prema loka dekhaite, because Gopal wanted to show this intense love of God which was in the heart of Madhavendra Puri, loke dekhaite, to be glorified all over the world. Gopal tare agya dila, therefore Gopal gave him agya, chandana anite, go and get chandan. So just see this wonderful mood of reciprocation between the Lord and the devotee. The devotee, with great enthusiasm and determination, wants to fulfill each and every desire of the Lord. And the Lord wants to glorify the intense love of God and of the devotee. And therefore sometimes puts the devotees in difficulty. Prabhupada writes in the purport that sometimes if one sees apparent sufferings in the lives of such perfect Vaishnavas, then one should not think that the Vaishnava is unhappy. Rather, one should know that it is the source of the greatest bliss for him. That is why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu emphasizes in the mood of separation. Because in separation, the love, the object of one's love is within. And in union, the object of one's love is without. Because in union, Krishna, you're reciprocating with Krishna externally. But in separation, within, one is crying out. The experience of suffering is a much more intense experience than the experience of pleasure. Just think about it. In our lives that we have lived within this span of life, we have had so many experiences of pleasure. And we've had so many experiences of pain. As soon as we experience pain, we immediately want to get out of it. We just don't want to tolerate that pain even for a second. It's a natural tendency of the living entity. Because that experience is so intense, one wants to get out of it. So this experience of the Lord, the love of the Lord in separation, which is an experience of so-called pain externally, is a much higher experience of love. And therefore, to show this great love of the devotee, Gopal ordered Madhavendra Puri to go and get chandan. In fact, this internal mood, the development of this internal mood was shown even by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his pastimes. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would be in three types of consciousness. Sometimes he would be in external consciousness, where he would deal with the world. Sometimes he would be in internal consciousness, where he would be in the pastimes of the Lord. And sometimes he would be in a semi-internal and external consciousness. One time, after honoring Prasad, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he lied down on the gate of Gambhira. And the principle was that after taking Prasad, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he would take rest, Govinda, the personal servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he would come and massage the lotus feet of the Lord and give him relaxation, rest. Now at this time, because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was lying on the gate of Gambhira, Govinda could not enter inside to start offering the massage to the Lord. And he started thinking, what should I do? Now this pastime is very interesting because it actually shows the internal mood of the devotee. Govinda, he took one of the outer garments of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he climbed over the body of the Lord, because it's an offense actually to climb over the body of a Vaishnava, what to speak of the Lord. But still he went inside, he offered his service, and then he remained there. So after a long time, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu woke up, he saw that, Govinda, you are still inside the house? You have not gone to take your own prasad? So Govinda says, my Lord, you were lying on the gate, so how could I cross over your body? It's a great offense. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he internally was very happy, but externally, he showed great anger towards Govinda. In fact, he chastised Govinda. He said, if you could come inside, then could you not go outside? In the same way as you came inside by climbing over my body, you could have in the same way gone outside. So at this time, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was chastising Govinda, what was happening in the mind of Govinda? That is explained by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Govinda was thinking that, my dear Lord, for your service, I am ready to break any principle and any rule given in the scripture. And for that, if I have to go to hell, I am ready to go to hell eternally. But for my personal sense gratification, I shall not break even a small rule. So externally a devotee is performing service, but still internally a devotee is knowing the mood which will actually please the Lord. So internally, it actually pleased Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We also find in the pastime of Raghunath Das Goswami. Externally, we find Raghunath Das Goswami is eating hard grains, rice, which have been rejected even by the cows. It is so putrid because of rotting for so many days. And Raghunath Das Goswami brings it, washes it, and is eating that. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes to that place, puts his hand in that putrid rice, eats that rice, and chastises Raghunath Das Goswami. And he says, you have kept this nectar from me for so long. Every day you are tasting such sweet nectar. I have tasted so many varieties of bhoga, 56 bhoga of Lord Jagannath, but I have never tasted anything so sweet, anything so nectarian. Now what was it that Lord Chaitanya was tasting? Was he tasting the nectar of the putrid rice? No, he was tasting the vairagya of Raghunath Das Goswami. Mahaprabhur bhakta gana vairagya pradhan, jaha hoite, jaha dekhe priti hoite, gaura bhagavan. Gaura bhagavan, the supreme personality of Godhead, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, priti hoite, feels great satisfaction when he sees renunciation in the lives of his devotees. What was that renunciation? Not just the external renunciation, but the internal mood of renunciation of Raghunath Das Goswami. Of course, there are so many pastimes which shows the internal mood of the devotees. The pastime of Rupa Goswami, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was glorifying Rupa Goswami in front of all the devotees. At that time, again, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains what was happening in the hearts of all the devotees. And each and every devotee at that time was feeling great joy within his heart to hear the glories of Rupa Goswami. They were not thinking that, oh, he's a new devotee. He has just come to Jagannath Puri. He has just entered the association of the Lord. And now the Lord is glorifying him so much just to encourage him. He's a new boy. No, the devotees are feeling ecstasy that Rupa Goswami is the best of all devotees. In fact, he is specifically empowered by the Lord. He knows the mind of the Lord. That is what Swarup Damodar Goswami, the intimate secretary of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, says. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself is whispered, bewildered, surprised. How does Rupa Goswami know my heart? And then the devotees headed by Swarup Damodar Goswami say, my dear Lord, you have given him your very special mercy. And then Lord agrees, yes. When I embraced him and I instructed him at Prayag, I invested the love of my heart into Rupa Goswami. So we find in that place, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is explaining that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Paramatma was watching into the hearts of all the devotees. How are the devotees reciprocating and reacting to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's glorification of Rupa Goswami? It's not just the external presence of being in the association of the Lord. No, it was this internal mood which gave them the qualification of associating with the Lord, that they could appreciate the Lord's mercy on a particular devotee. Therefore, yes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Mahavadanyaya, the most merciful incarnation, who's come to give us so much nectar, the nectar of Mahaprasad, Charana Amrit, and so many other Amrits, Katha Amrit. And he's full of mercy. However, the question to be raised is, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving his mercy as an ocean. He says, I have brought fruits of love of Godhead. And they have broken this treasure house of love of Godhead, and it's flowing out now. But the question to be raised is, when am I going to be merciful to myself? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is merciful to me. Nityanand Prabhu is even more merciful to me. The devotees are even more merciful. Prasad is merciful. Charanamrit is merciful. So much mercy. But when am I going to accept this mercy in my life and show some mercy to myself? It's really sad that being surrounded by so much mercy, somehow or the other, we escape that mercy. And we remain in our rotten condition. Therefore, it is a good meditation to begin or approach Gaur Purnima, that my dear Lord, you are the most merciful incarnation. No one can be more merciful than you. But I pray that you will show me mercy because I am most fallen. I really have no qualification. But I also pray at the same time that I show some mercy to myself and surrender to this mercy and appreciate it in my life. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Grantrat Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Gaur Purnima Maha Mahotsav ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande.